Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have a guest, Christy Wright. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Christy, we're going to talk about something that is certainly new to me, Yamana body rolling. But before we do that, I think we need to talk about your Atlantic connections.
Well, that dates back quite a few years. I graduated in 1981, and I was a sports enthusiast. I played every sport that, you know, Coach Sims and Henderson and Larry Bullock and, you know, all of the above were my coaches. And I did really well, and it was a great experience growing up in Atlantic.
Great. And your dad lives here, right?
My dad, Dick Wright.
Yeah. So
you can always call us the Wrights.
Hey, I like that. Instead of the wrongs, we got the Wrights. And of course, I know you're visiting here for a while, and in that process, you are teaching some people about Yamana body rolling. Did I get it right that time?
You got it right.
I'm thinking it's pretty new to folks here. That doesn't necessarily mean it's a new, I'm going to call it, exercise to start with, but you define it as a self-care therapy. So how old is it?
It's actually 30 years old.
Okay.
And, you know, because I didn't think people in Atlantic would have known about it, that's why I actually came here to do it.
Okay.
You know, I really want to give back to my hometown.
And that's great. So tell us, what is body rolling?
It's using small balls to release your tissues to relieve pains and aches and imbalances.
And stresses, I'm thinking.
Stresses.
That goes along with that balance. And so many of us have, I think, and I find myself having habits that are very stressful, and I don't even know it till something kind of goes, oh my gosh, you know, I have an ache or a pain, and it's a stress.
Well, and pain is information. So when pain, you know, deposits somewhere in the body, it's giving you information, and the information is, will you please fix me?
Fix me. And our bodies are pretty fixable. I mean, that's the kind of the miracle of our bodies.
Absolutely. You know, we're put together in such a, you know, really amazing way that allows us to be able to heal a lot of things if we take a little, you know, learn a little bit and put in a little bit of effort.
Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about this is done with a series of balls of different sizes, so the equipment sounds pretty simple. And you've just mentioned that, you know, a lot of people can do it. And before we came on air, you mentioned you could even do this in bed.
Yes. Well, her newest work is, you know, actually taking some of the small balls and just positioning yourself, you know, in your sleeping states, you know, like if you wake up or right before you go to sleep or just before you get up, positioning the balls against the bone and just allowing the balls to massage the tissue as you're kind of in that restful state. Mm-hmm. And she's actually doing some research just even on the difference between the restful state and when we're pushing and, you know, out in normal life when we're trying to push hard at it in comparison.
Like you were when you were an athlete.
Absolutely. I wish I would have had this as an athlete because, you know, right now my body works better than it did then.
How did you get started in this, Christy?
Well, I've been in fitness. Well, I was a coach first, you know, dating back about 35 years as a coach. And, you know, then I got into fitness. And in fitness, there was always something missing because people came in with pains and aches. And then what we're doing is we're as a personal trainer, I was saying, okay, well, you need to push this.
Work through it,
you need
right?
to work this and work this. And it didn't really benefit the client to the utmost. So actually about 10 to 12 years ago, we started working with foam rollers. And foam rollers is kind of a predecessor to this work because now I had discovered the Yamana work a little bit after the foam rollers, but I hadn't studied it completely. The foam rollers were a little bit easier. You could, you know, it's a big piece and you could just roll on them. But what Yamana does is it actually takes the ball to the bone and to the attachments to allow you to relax those attachments so the whole tissue from origin to insertion can relax. And then you can massage through the muscle, the fascia, and that. And so it's amazing. And I think even, you know, I've worked with a lot of people already in Atlantic. And, you know, they look at me and they say, that really worked.
Amazing. Something that really worked. And it reminds me a little bit of some of the where we read about pressure points and using your hands, but sometimes that's a little difficult when when your finger's pretty small.
Well, of it works. You know, this doesn't replace anything, it adds on. So this complements your massage that you get with your massage therapist. It complements Pilates, yoga, all your exercise programs. It's not new, and it really doesn't replace anything. It's a good complement.
Okay, and so maybe going back to that term you use, self-care therapy, rather than, as I started out saying, exercise, it really doesn't do what some of the other exercise would do in terms of maybe heart rate and some of those kinds of things, but helping your body work better.
I wouldn't use this as a cardiovascular routine, yet it can strengthen, because as you roll on the balls and you reposition the bones and the muscles, it actually helps you to get stronger. I mean, I have my posture is actually probably getting better than it was when I was in my early 40s.
Interesting.
Late 30s, yeah. Early 40s.
Yeah. So we're talking about balls. What size? You mentioned there's several sizes. What's the smallest one?
The smallest one is about probably 12 inches across. You know, 8 to 12 inches across.
Okay, not teeny tiny. I was thinking, like a walnut. No, we're
talking. No. this would be a little bit smaller than a softball.
Okay.
But the density of it, and it's rubberized and it's soft, so it actually can go with the tissue. But she has two different densities. She's got a hard one and a soft one. So the soft one is the one that you can go over bone with, like on your spine and your ribs and your sternum. And then the harder one is you go through the thicker tissue, like in your quads and your hamstrings and even in your glutes.
All right. Now, you keep saying she. Who are you talking about?
That's Yamina Zaki. She's our visionary. She works at this, 1,000%. And we're so lucky to have her kind of leading us. But she had an injury. When she had her child, which was like 32 years ago, she tore her adductors, and she was able to fix herself using these techniques. Not the balls. It started out hands-on, and it's evolved into the ball therapy.
Okay.
And so 30-some years ago is when she started working on this, and she's been working with some of the best in the country since then to really help us to have something we can bring out to the public.
Okay. I asked you about the smallest ball. What's the largest one?
The largest one is probably the size. It's bigger than a volleyball.
Okay.
It's even big. It's quite a bit bigger than a volleyball.
Okay.
That's the one that you get to roll your spine on.
Okay. Now, before we find out how we can come and talk to you, I want to let people know how else they can get information about body rolling. Where else can they get information?
Well, she has a website, yaminabodyrolling.com, which is awesome. And you can read up on her systems and all the different things that she offers. And you can also purchase balls off her website. And that's a great, great source. She has a lot of YouTube videos and that. So if you do want to delve into this, the website is probably step one, and then doing some research just on what else Yamina has to offer is step two. And
she has some books.
She has some books. Those are also on the website.
Okay.
And then she's going to have her new book. And excuse me for saying it this way, but it's Taking Yamina to Bed. But it gives everyone the ability to take to work on their own tensions, pains, and aches, and imbalances, just taking the ball right to bed and just, relaxing and releasing your tissues.
Okay. Now, having said that, if you go and look at this and then you still go, I need a little more information, they can come and see Christy. Where can they do that?
Well, right now, I have been doing work at the Complementary Care Center, and they have just been awesome and very receptive to, having this work. And we've been doing classes, but mostly it's been small groups. Mm-hmm. So I've had people come in and meet with me individually or meet with me with one or two people, and we determine what their needs are, and then we just all work together. And everybody needs to learn several of the routines, so it's been a great way to get Yamana out in Atlantic.
All right. And I know you don't live here, but maybe enough people are interested, you'll come back again. But right now,
I have to come back to visit my family.
That's right. That's right. Right now, if you need more information, you can call the Complementary Care Center at 243-2800. And do it right away. Then you can get on meeting Christy.
Yeah, I have a class on Friday morning at 10. So it'll be, you know, right after this airs. And that's going to be foot fitness.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we're doing a regular body rolling class. But I am available, and Monday and Tuesday, I'll probably be doing some sessions. But that would be if you called in and left your number, I'll call you back and we can get it all organized.
Okay. Contact Christy Wright if you'd like to know more about information about this. And or go online to Yamana Body Rolling. And thanks so much, Christy, for
and
coming
the And the schedule at the care center is right on their website, complementarycare.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Christy Wright, for coming in.
Thank you.
Until next time, when upset, besides doing this self-therapy, when upset, count to 10 before speaking. When very angry, count to 100, then don't speak.